Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you're welcome to this week's edition of Commanding the Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you. We bless and we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for another day in our lives. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your daily provision, for your divine enablement, for enlarged coast. And say, glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for all the previous broadcasts, for all the souls that have been saved, for all manners of testimonies, for everyone that are partaking of this program. We say, glory be unto your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that which you are going to do today. Thank you for your word that will go forth with power and bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls, and draw us closer to you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will speak to your situation, your circumstance, specifically today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God that we serve will do something extraordinary in your life for His glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The Power to Get Wealth. Power to get wealth, and the Almighty God will release that power unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 18. Deuteronomy 8, reading from verse 18. The Bible says, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may confirm His covenant that He swore to your father as it is this day." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, that was the Lord telling the children of Israel that they should remember the Lord their God, and He's also our own God too. That is the one that gives power to get wealth. There is no other place that we can get the power to get wealth except through this God. If you go other ways, that is not the way of the Lord. Such wealth will not last. But the one that can bless you without sorrow is the Almighty God. And when we are talking about the power to get wealth, what are the ingredients of this power to get wealth? What makes it unique? The number one power to get wealth is good health. Brothers and sisters, without health, it is not possible for you to do anything. You only need to know that no matter how rich a person is, money cannot save that person. If that person falls ill, that person cannot be saved by money. So how are to get wealth? If you do not have good health, then there is a problem. But the Lord Almighty God is the one who can give us divine health. He's the one who can heal us. We are told in times of Moses, at the age of 120, his eyes was not dim. He was still strong at the age of 120. It is God that is doing that. It's only God that can make it possible. It tells us in the book of Psalm 103 verse 3, he says, "Who forgives all our iniquity? Who heals all your diseases?" Every disease, no matter the name of that disease, the Almighty God has the power to heal that disease. Brothers and sisters, I decree and I declare that diseases, afflictions will not dwell in your body in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not use your money to nurse sickness, because the Almighty God will grant you good health in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another power to get wealth is wisdom. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of James, James chapter 1 verse 5. He says, if any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So it is the Almighty God that gives wisdom. Wisdom from this world is not pure wisdom. The pure wisdom comes from God. You know, when Solomon became king, he made a sacrifice to God, and God visited him and said, look, my son, what is it that you want me to give you? Solomon asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom, and he became the wealthiest person on earth. Brothers and sisters, when you have wisdom of God, you have all you need. God will release his wisdom unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not operate in foolishness of heart in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that when we talk about the power to get wealth is that God is a revealer of secrets. He can reveal secret things that you know not to you. God can tell you, my son, my daughter, go and invest in this stock, go and buy this property, go and do this, go and do that. God can give you that idea. And as a result of that, before you know it, everything turns around in your favor. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, say, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. There are things you do not know, but when you call unto this God is ready to reveal those secrets to you. I pray that when you call unto him, he will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will reveal hidden mysteries to you in the name of Jesus, so that you begin to excel and people will begin to ask, what is happening? And you tell them, it is not me, it is my God who has revealed these hidden mysteries unto me. And that is why I am excelling. That shall be your portion, that shall be your testimony in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another power to get wealth is the favor of God. When his favor is upon you, wherever you are, his favor can open doors. His favor can take you from wherever you are to higher level. We all know in the case of Joseph, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 39, verse 20, it says, and Joseph's master took him and put him into prison at the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison, even in the prison. The Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine that? A prisoner now became the head of all the prisoners. Because why? The favor of God was with him. And don't forget, brothers and sisters, that it was from that prison that Joseph went to the palace. The same person that he met at the prison introduced him to the palace. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord favors you, he will make men and women to favor you. When the Lord favors you, he begin to take you to where you can never imagine that you can get. Joseph never imagined that he can get to the palace, but he got there. Why? Because the favor of God was with him. The favor of God surrounds him. I pray that the favor of God will make way for you. The favor of God will surround you. The favor of God will take you higher and higher in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can also get from the power to make wealth is connection. God can divinely connect us with the helpers of our destiny. God can do so for us. In the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, that was the story of Jonathan and David. The Bible says, and Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David, and his armor, and even his sword, and his bow, and his belt. And David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him. So that Saul sent him over the men of war. And this was good in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servant. Brothers and sisters, that was Jonathan. He removed his armor. He gave it to David. He removed his sword. He gave it to him. He removed his bow. He gave it to him. He removed his belt. And the Bible said, David, wherever he went, he was successful. Brothers and sisters, you need men and women for you to be able to fulfill God's plans concerning your life. You need men and women for you to be able to gather that wealth. And God, in his own infinite mercies, he will connect you with the helpers of your destiny. Everyone that have been ordained to help you, from this moment, they will begin to help you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the capacity, the wherewithal that they need in order to help you, the Lord will release unto them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will never lack helpers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Another power to get wealth is the ability to resist temptation. The ability to resist temptation. Even our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan. Satan tempted him. Satan wanted to derail him. He was promising him, he will give him what he already owed. But our Lord Jesus Christ said, no, man shall not live by bread alone. He was able to resist Satan. The Bible tells us also in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, reading from verse 13. He says, no temptation. Now listen. He said, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. But he now said, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Many people, their destiny has been derailed by temptations. When temptation comes, they will not be able to resist it. They fall into temptation, and everything that they have planned, everything they have acquired, every honor that they have been able to get either to, those honor were totally eliminated because they fell into temptation. I pray that the temptation that you will not be able to resist will not come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will grant you the strength, the capacity, the grace to withstand, to resist any manner of temptation that comes your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Talking also about power to get wealth. When you have the presence of God, wherever you go with his presence. God was speaking here in the book of Genesis. Genesis 28:15 said, behold, I am with you and I will keep you. He said, wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. That was God speaking to Jacob. Also in the book of Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. God is saying that when you pass through the waters, he said, I will be with you. And through the rivers, he said, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, he said, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. Why? Because the Lord is with you. Brothers and sisters, you need the presence of God. You need his presence at all times. For you to have that power to get wealth, you need the presence of God. But God will not be by the side of somebody who does not know him, but not be by the side of somebody that does not accept him. God is not going to release the power to get wealth to that person that does not know him. Brothers and sisters, I'm calling unto you today. I'm giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. and it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have had this broadcast, I pray that that power that you need to get well, to be successful in all areas of your life, the Almighty God will release unto you. You will not lack anything good. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.